Cody, does that give you enough?
Yes. That's perfect.
Now, with that, you have the right to, you know, Board of Adjustments, right? Is that if he wants to go to Board of Adjustments?
Yes, he can go that route, yeah. Seek a, you know, approval of it.
No, it's not a rezone. Oh, it's not a rezone.
They go back and do this stuff. How quick can they come back?
They can come back as quick as they want. Yeah. He can either, like we said, go to the BOA and not agree with what you said, or he can make corrections. And you guys could put a stipulation probably on when he could come back if things are in line and reapply.
Yeah, I think, I mean, to me it would be substantial completion of items.
You have a list of the items that it is that you're looking for?
I just think, I mean, look at that. Like, literally look at that. That's not ready for people to park at. And then the other thing is you're proposing to put 11 RV sites there. So you're basically taking most of that parking away and saying you're going to go to the other side and make your public parking over there, but you haven't done that yet, but yet you want to get approval to put those in there. It just doesn't seem, and you've been in business a year and a half, so it just doesn't seem like you're prepared for.
I kind of thought we needed approval before we started making sites.
No, absolutely on sites. Parking, though, you're basically what you're saying is what's over to the right you're going to do on the left-hand side, right, to bring additional parking in?
Yes.
Yeah. So your issue right now is, from my perspective, is you don't have enough parking, but yet you're coming to us saying you want to take all that parking area and turn it into RV parks. The other complaint we heard was night riding, which is going to add to the problem of people being on site with buggies that can ride at night. So to me, it just adds to the issue. And then how would you be able to contain that? To me. But that's not my business. That's.
You did read how the actual size of that parking lot where the RV sites are, right?
Yes. I also saw all the pictures of the cars on both roads out there, and you haven't come up with a solution. So, to that. I mean, we could stay here all night. It was voted down. You can go to Board of Adjustments, or you can work with that.
I'm actually wanting to get clear what it is that you're looking for.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to argue with you.
Yeah.
Because it's something that we're going to do anyway.
Yeah. Huh? That's a good thing.
Yeah. So improve on the off-site parking.
It's really up to you. It's really up to you. What you presented got voted down, so it's really up to you. How far you want to go and see if it. Come back again, but again, I don't want him coming back every 30 days saying, you know, I've mowed this side of the road over here. I want to get to me. It's got to be pretty substantial business plan how they're going to improve. And I got to say, your neighbors are generally pretty cool about it. They just want some tweaks done to what's done. So it's not like to me, it can happen. It just needs to be some execution.
Well,
business plan.
We try to get along pretty good with our neighbors.
Yeah.
Well, I think they would be happy if you improved on the parking, improved on the mud control, and then the late night riding. I think that would eliminate a lot of them from even showing back up.
You know, telling them they can't ride at night is one thing, but having signs out there, you know, to tell them they can kick out of the place for doing it. I mean, that's. I can think of a lot of ways to try to get control of that.
Yeah, there's every park in the country allows night riding.
Yeah, excuse me, sir. Sir, this application's been voted on, so it's done for the evening. Okay, if you want to reach out.
I thought we were just talking.
No, we're not. It's over with. If you want to reach out to the planning admin office, you can do that for additional guidance, but we voted the application down.
Yeah, you understand he said something to me, right?
I know there's back. I'm saying now as the chairman, the meeting, this portion of the application is over.
Okay, it's over.
Okay, we're moving on to old and new business.
Okay. You say I need to get something from him?
No, you've got access to his office for any further questions or anything that comes up. Cody, do we have anything on old or new business?
We do not. We're good.
Okay. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
You can.
Got a motion? Yep. Second? Any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Meeting adjourned.